In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So today is the second Sunday of Blessed Lent. And as you know, the Sundays have specific themes, and the Gospels help us focus on what we are supposed to be focusing on. That the Gospels have a goal that are leading us to the cross and to the resurrection. And as we enter into the second Sunday today, today's gospel is, or today is known as Temptation Sunday. Temptation Sunday. And as we know, this is when Christ is on the mountain and he was tempted or tested by the devil. And when we look at this, it's a very interesting story, or it's a very interesting gospel reading, because it starts off right after our Lord gets baptized. So it's right after our Lord gets baptized, and then it says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. It's a very strange thing. We just experienced his baptism. The skies opened. This is my beloved son. We see the dove come in, the Holy Spirit come down. It's a big scene that's happening at that moment. And as we know, Christ was baptized for us, to baptize our nature, right? But right after his baptism, he goes and gets tempted or tested on the mountain. Why would that happen? This is to show us that this is exactly what happens in our life. Not only when we are baptized, but anytime we are working on our spiritual life, anytime we are going to be fasting, anytime we are going to be praying, anytime we want to read the Bible, anytime we do good, what happens? All of a sudden, the devil appears. The devil appears. And the devil is there to tempt us, to make us fall. He's there to make us fall. And so, when we look at this, that like, when he started his ministry, before Christ starts his ministry, before he starts his ministry, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And sometimes we look at wilderness as something bad. Like something like a bad situation. Just this morning, the junior high kids all prayed the early liturgy and are now on a hike, right? They went on a hike. I don't know if this was on purpose to pick Temptation Sunday. I'm not sure to go up to a mountain, but they woke up in the morning and they went to liturgy, and then right after liturgy, they were led by their servants into for the hike. And it's the idea that before we start anything, there is a time of the wilderness. If we truly want to benefit, there is that time of preparation. And our Lord is teaching us this. Even our Lord wanted to teach us this by going into the wilderness. Now, this happens in everything. St. Paul, before he started his ministry, he spent 3 years in Tarsus. This is after what happened to him on the road to Damascus. Christ appeared to him, and he went, and he had scales in his eyes, and they were removed. And you would think, okay, let's have him get started right away. Like, he's ready. No. He spent 3 years. Before the people of Israel can enter into the promised land, our Lord put them through, literally, the wilderness. Right? And they spent 40 years. And they head towards the promised land. It was a time of preparation. Even the church imitates this when a child is born. the child, before they're baptized, they go through a time of preparation, or the family, the mom, right? And same idea, to prepare for the ministry, to raise the child. There's also the aspect of this next week. We're going to announce this at the end as well. But next week, Abuna Krolos comes back and he's praying his first liturgy. And so he is finishing up his 40 days in the monastery. So he got ordained a priest. And then that day, we took him to the monastery. It's a time of preparation. So this idea is something that is very important in our life. So when we look at this wilderness or this time of preparation, that's what Lent is for us. Lent is this time of preparation. The problem that we have is, what are we preparing for? And in order to understand that, is we have to look at what happens at the end of Lent. At the end of Lent, we celebrate Holy Week. We celebrate the Lord's entrance into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. We go through Holy Week, and then we have Good Friday, and ultimately the resurrection. There's a lot that happens at that, during that week, and we're all excited for it. But the idea is that in order to truly benefit, we have to go through the wilderness. We have to go through the wilderness. The wilderness was not an accident. The wilderness was not a punishment. When we go through the wilderness, when we go through a Lent, when we go through our own personal wilderness, when we feel like we have to wait for a while, or there's a time of preparation in my own life, it's not a punishment from God. But it's how we use the time of the wilderness is what makes it beneficial. We see this in everything. We gave the examples from our own lives, but also like in athletes, before they start a season, they have a time of preparation. They have their training camps, their boot camps, whatever it is, in order to truly benefit. But what happens in the wilderness? Many times in the wilderness, in our own lives, there's battles, there's struggles. The battles happen. Once you enter into the wilderness, it's not, you're not at a resort. There's struggles. That's when the devil starts messing with our heads. The devil approached our Lord here and tempted him three times. Or part of the translation is that he was tested, that the Lord isn't tempted, but he was tested. And our Lord defeated these temptations for us. That us, our humanity, was able to defeat these temptations in Christ. Nothing that Christ did for us is only an example. But in Him, we're able to do all the things that He did. And if you notice, the battle, a lot of it had to do with identity. When we are battling, when we're struggling, the devil is trying to confuse our identity. You see here, when he tempts him, he says, if you are the Son of God. Every time he started temptation, he says, if you are the Son of God. He is messing with his identity. The same thing happened in the Garden of Eden. When the devil approached, this was our first time seeing this interaction between the devil and humanity. When he approached Eve, what did he say to Eve? He approached her and told her, same thing, you will be like God, to change the identity. Changing the identity. It says, if you eat of this, you will be like God. The devil, when talking to Christ, says, if you are the Son of God, do this, right? The stones, or taking them up and showing him the whole kingdom. This idea of identity is really important for our own spiritual life. Who am I? Who am I? In order for me to get to where I want to go, I have to know who I am. I have to know that regardless of any situation that comes across, I am a child of God. I am a person who has Christ in me and with me all the time. And if I know this, is there any temptation or any sin or any struggle that could affect me? No. There can't be. There won't be. We all go through trials and tribulations in my life, in our lives. And in doing so, it's how we approach these trials that help us. So the first thing we understand is that the wilderness is inevitable in everything that we do. Everything that we do, there's a wilderness. The second thing is, once we enter the wilderness, we will face trials and tribulations. But what does St. James teach us about trials and tribulations? He tells us, count it all with joy when you face trials and tribulations. How? How could St. James say, when I go through a trial, I should look at it from a joyous perspective? Because it's not about the trial that makes us joyous. Nothing about the difficulties in our life make us joyful. But it's who is with me that makes us joyful. That's why our Lord says, in the Gospel of John, He says, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He didn't say be of good cheer because the world is very difficult and there's trials and there's problems. No. You put on the news for 5 minutes, it's all naked, it's all bad. You're not gonna find joy in news, and it's not gonna find joy in the trials and tribulations when you isolate them and take them out of context. But we find joy in Christ. And this is what makes a person, you could tell a person's real relationship with God, if through the trial or after the trial, they see where Christ's hands are. It's hard. It's very hard. It's very difficult. But we see this. We see that when we go through the trial and we see it in the lens of Christ, that our life is, we take it with joy. We take it with joy. Lastly, in order to win these battles, we have to look at it from the lens of Christ. Because what happens after the battle? Does the battle stop? Do the sins stop? Do the temptations stop? No. They don't stop. It's not like when Christ left the mountain of temptation, His life was so much easier. No. That's when the attacks started happening in a different perspective. The people were attacking Him. Everything He said, they questioned Him. We have to be careful to try and aim for an easy life. Life is never going to be easy. But our understanding of life with Christ allows us to overcome anything. When the battle is about identity and we know what my identity is, then I can handle anything. There's an example, I might have used this years ago. There's a story, it's an illustration about a young man who lives in his family's home, and his family are the king and queen. And he lives in the castle. And everything is set for him. He has butlers and maids and all the food and all the games and everything you can think of. And then you look at this young man, and one day he comes and he's sitting in his house and his shirt is ripped And he's sitting there and he's hungry. He's starving. And he hasn't eaten. And you look at this story and you wonder why. He has everything. He has everything you can think of. He doesn't even have to worry about it. He can just ask and it will be given to him. What would we say about this child? Would we blame the parents? Or the child who has everything at, like, just all he has to do is ask? But he doesn't realize who his parents are, who his dad is. This is what we do in our own life. Our Lord is there. We are the King's children. And he's there to give us anything we need. He's there to be with us during our struggles. He's there to help us overcome. But we become like this child who ignores or who forgets. So I pray that as we're going through Lent, we remember that the wilderness is a part of our life. We remember our identity in Christ, and we face these battles with Christ, face it with joy. When we are faced with sin, we face it with joy. Like, we can defeat this because God is on my side. St. Paul uses the example of the armor of God, because without the armor of God, we will not be able to defeat the sin. But with Christ, all things are possible. And I pray that we think about this as we go through. And the last thing I want to mention is we see this gospel today that the devil is tempting Christ. But I want to say something, and this might be a little bit like controversial. Sometimes we give too much credit to the devil. Sometimes we go and look for the sin ourselves. We are looking for the sin. The devil doesn't place the music on my phone. I'm the one who looks for it. The devil doesn't tell me what to say when I'm speaking bad language or when I'm lying. Sometimes the devil has nothing to do with it. And we're blaming him and please the devil stay away from me and all this stuff. And he's like, Malish Dawa, I haven't done anything. This is you. This is all you. And so, let's not only, yes, the devil is bad. We know that. But let's not blame him for everything. Let's also protect ourselves from ourselves. Let's try to be united with Christ. And the more we are united with Christ, the more we imitate Christ. And then the more we realize what are the sins in my life that need to be battled and removed and fought against. And glory be to God forever. Amen.